This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The FDA released new guidelines for mammograms this month. The new rules align with a Colorado law that has been on the books for 6 years. The rules require doctors to notify women of their breast density. Dr. Gretchen Arendt is a surgical oncologist with the University of Colorado Cancer Center.
For women who have the highest categories of breast density, a mammogram has a much harder time detecting breast cancer early because the cancer can be obscured by that dense tissue. And she should talk to her physician about whether any additional testing would be warranted.
Dr. Arendt says the cure rate for breast cancer when caught early is well over 95%. A woman who's been in ICE detention for over 14 months could be released from the agency's Aurora facility. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
A federal judge says Maricela Andrade de Zarate's lengthy detention violated the U.S. Constitution because she is yet to receive a bond hearing. In 2018, she had a life sentence for a murder charge reduced by the governor of California, and she later won parole after it came to light she was the victim of human trafficking and domestic violence. Andrade de Zarate remains in ICE custody if she challenges deportation proceedings. Her bond hearing for potential release is set for Wednesday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Two backcountry skiers triggered an avalanche near Loveland Pass last week but did not report it. Now, the Summit County Sheriff's Office is reminding people that failing to call 911 puts others in harm's way. Thermal scans showed nobody was buried in the slide, but emergency responders didn't know that. They scrambled to the site, putting themselves at risk. The Sheriff's Office says you will not get in trouble for reporting an avalanche, even if you triggered it. But not reporting an avalanche can lead to criminal charges. This is CPR News and KRCC.